This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35, you're with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. It's time for the Market Wrap, and we have Madhira Matrang with us in the studios. We are talking about Papa John's today because it's trending on social media. Its founder, John Schnatter, says he ate more than 40 pizzas in 30 days, and he believes the pizza chain has changed its recipe.
Well, I love pizza, but I won't eat 40 pizzas.
That is so many.
I don't think a sane person would.
Yeah. So Schnatter gave his first interview since he was ousted from the company last year. And that was due to several racism scandals over the past 2 years. So in the interview with WDRB News, he claims that Papa John's pizza is not as good as now as it was when he was in charge. And he didn't specify what changed, but he believes that the way Papa John's is making their pizza is not fundamental to what makes a Papa John's pizza. That doesn't make sense to me either. So this does seem like a personal attack against his namesake chain. And the interview did leave some people wondering as to why would you leave a sinking ship and then complain about the new management that is trying to save your empire. But Schnatter did say in the interview that he still loves Papa John's, and he says his metaphor is there's no reason to be in the car when the car crashes, even if you love the car. Schnatter also indicates that he's not trying to take over Papa John's at this time. And Bloomberg data shows that he's still the largest single shareholder in the company with more than 9 million shares worth an estimated $700 million.
So if you haven't seen this video on Twitter, I would recommend looking it up. It will haunt you, but I would recommend it because he really kind of just has, you know, a face full of pizza grease and is talking about how it's just not as good. Why not? And sweating. Yeah, he's got the pizza sweats. So the other thing is also why you would have to eat so many pizzas in such a short amount of time to believe that the pizza chain has changed the recipe. I think you could have figured that out a little sooner, considering that it's something that you knew so well.
Or just go by slice. You didn't have to have like the whole pie.
Yeah. So lots of things here to talk about. But again, if you haven't seen the video, look it up. So the interview might end up hurting Papa John's business, especially since, like you said, Nadira, it's been working on a comeback after the sales slump, as well as Schnatter's racism scandals.
So the company received an investment from activist investors, Starboard Value LP, back in February. And Papa John's new CEO, Rob Lynch, took over in August, and he made some management changes. So this month, Papa John's reported better than expected quarterly sales, and the shares have actually gained about 28% since he took over the job. So, in fact, for the first time in 2 years, Papa John's is growing in the U.S., and sales at North American stores that were open last year, or rather at least 1 year, rose 1% in the third quarter. And this is after 7 straight quarters of declines. And just earlier this month, the new management announced its first new flavor option for its original dough in 35 years. So their turnaround efforts are working, and Papa John's is slowly returning to growth. And also since that interview went viral yesterday, Papa John's shares were trading up less than 1%.
Fantastic. We're now looking at the Bursa. Alam Maritim Resources Berhad emerged as one of the most actively traded counters on Bursa Malaysia. What's the update?
So Alam Maritim secured two contracts worth 19.7 million ringgit, and the contracts are for the provision of one anchor handling tug supply vessel to ConocoPhillips Sarawak Limited and ROC Oil Sarawak. Alam Maritim closed up 3.9% at 13.5 sen.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
It's 5:39 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin, and we were speaking earlier about, all things to do with today's parliamentary sitting, but we kicked off with the fact that, once again, there is an issue with attendance. And, you know, since the last time we spoke about it, we were tagged in a Twitter thread that really, I think, was from the press secretary of the MP Fahmi Fazil.
Yeah.
And it essentially kind of detailed the inner workings of how things go, why it is that somebody might not be in the hall, why it is that meetings might be happening here, there and everywhere. And then earlier we also heard from two separate MPs who said burnout is a real thing. People are tired. And also the temperature.
That is too cold to just stay the whole day in Parliament.
Yeah. So too cold, I think we can take with a pinch of salt. But the other thing about time, right? This has been a very long sitting of Parliament.
Yeah.
And in that time, they are also trying to get through any number of things. And I do think that it does require a lot of, if not physical stamina, it requires a lot of mental stamina to sit there all day.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you know, granted, you have some breaks in between, but there are also a lot of times when sessions are just extended late into the night. I think we've heard some MPs just managing only to reach home at around 1:30 a.m. in the morning and having to start the whole process again at 10 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, so it is a more nuanced conversation, I think, than you simply have to be there. You have to be there at all costs. So on the one hand, I think it's two separate issues, I think. On the one hand, you do have MPs who perhaps are skiving, right? Like who just aren't making the time. Mm-hmm. On the other side, you have a system that perhaps requires too much time. So it's a little bit of everything. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. We have first up this from Nick, who says, why can't Parliament meetings be hosted with video conferencing? All MPs can better use their time if travelling time is a concern, and they can be perhaps more comfortable at home or in their office.
I think there are some just challenges involved there, perhaps in the current way we do our policy making and how we pass our laws, that you do need to be able to hear a vocal yes or a vocal no to be able to agree or disagree with the bill.
Well, that's one thing. But the other thing is, if attendance is a problem now, when there is a little bit more expectation to actually be there, I mean, admittedly, we're not talking about attendance or any rewards or punishment attached to that, because that's been a suggestion that that doesn't exist. But if it's not working now, I'm not sure putting a second layer of being online, being at home is actually going to result in quorum.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. And, you know, admittedly, I think it might make the work of some journalists a bit harder, because they're not able to access these MPs and ask them directly about what they were debating about. We also have this message here from Maggie that says, at the risk of sounding just as rude as some people, I'm afraid any suggestions given would be falling on deaf ears, judging by the sound still coming out from Parliament seatings. Maggie goes on to say, Lynn, right-minded Malaysians would thank you for your brave attempt, but as the saying goes, it's easy to change the face of a kingdom, but it's difficult to change one's character.
Oof. Continuing our short-lived but wonderful tradition of listeners just raining burns down from the sky. It's been going on this week of people just saying very astute and slightly stinging things. I enjoy it. We also have this message here from, let me get the name, from Jen, who says, Malaysia internet coverage cannot make it for all 222 MPs lah. No for teleconferencing.
The upside of that is that it might inspire the government to actually act a lot faster when it comes to building infrastructure, especially rural and remote areas.
They shouldn't be doing that just because of the MPs, right? You should want to do it anyway.
But you know how it goes. A pothole isn't fixed sometimes until a VIP's car gets trapped in it or something.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, let us know what your solutions might be to kind of address this issue of both, you know, increasing attendance in Parliament, but also perhaps addressing this whole concept of tiredness and, you know, feeling burnt out, especially for MPs who are running these long hours during Parliament. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And in the meantime, we have Name That Tune.
So it's our very favorite and very fun, simple game. Have a listen to today's snippet. If you know the name of the song and artist, call us right now at 7733 2900 for your chance to win the world famous bulging BFM goodie bag.
The game itself is simple. I don't know if today's snippet actually is, though. I don't know it. So
I don't know it either.
Yeah,
but that's why it's fun.
But I've been proven wrong many times before, where I thought it was hard and then listeners are like, I got it. So let's hear that one more time. 7733 2900 is the number to call if you would like to win the world famous bulging BFM goodie bag. You are listening to the Evening Edition. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.